The San Francisco earthquake of 1906, for comparison, measured an estimated 7.8 on the Richter scale and lasted less than 30 seconds. Earthquakes are fairly common. Every day, on average, somewhere in the world, there are two of magnitude 2.0 or greater. That's enough to give anyone nearby a pretty good jolt. Although they tend to cluster in certain places, notably around the rim of the Pacific, they can occur almost anywhere. In the United States, only Florida, eastern Texas, and the upper Midwest seem, so far, to be almost entirely immune. New England has had two quakes of magnitude 6.0 or greater in the last 200 years. In April 2002, the region experienced a 5.1 magnitude shaking in a quake near Lake Champlain on the New York-Vermont border, causing extensive local damage and, I can attest, knocking pictures from walls and children from beds as far away as New Hampshire. The most common types of earthquakes are those where two plates meet, as in California along the San Andreas Fault. As the plates push against each other, pressures build up until one or the other gives way. In general, the longer the interval between quakes, the greater the pent-up pressure, and thus the greater the scope for a really big jolt. This is a particular worry for Tokyo, which Bill Maguire, a hazards specialist at University College London, describes as the city waiting to die. Not a motto you will find on many tourism leaflets.